Seamus Wolfe is the president of the Student Federation of the University of Ottawa. He used to be the VP University Affairs, so he knows his way around Ottawa's political circles. Last night was his most recent experience. You might have heard, listeners, about OC Transpo's new age limit on student bus passes. It came into effect on July 1st, and what it means is that if you're 28 years old and you're a student in Ottawa, you no longer qualify for the student bus pass and the discounted price that comes with that. Seamus made a presentation last night to one of the advisory committees we alluded to at the beginning of the show, the Pedestrian and Transit Advisory Committee, and he spoke against, along with some associates, some coordinated and some seemingly random, about this bus pass and about the opposition to this new rule. So what we're going to do with Seamus is ask him to talk a bit about the issue and exactly what he tried to do last night. And we're going to talk about the role that he sees the Pedestrian and Transit Advisory Committee, or the PTAC, as playing, and what kind of power it has, and where he sees it helping the Student Federation and the other student unions in the city do their work for students in this city. So, without further ado, Seamus, can you tell us a bit about your presentation to the committee last night and exactly the point you want to get across to them?
Absolutely. Well, this new age cap on the student bus passes is troubling for several reasons. The first one being this age limit really affects those who are most economically vulnerable. Those mature students who are at school are often have dependents. They're often parents already. They're having to get food on the table, and an extra over $200 a year means several weeks of groceries for those types of students. They're just trying to up their education so they can get a better job, they can succeed in life, and these are really who this is addressing. It's also addressing, especially in this economic climate where there's a lot of laid off workers who need to come back to school to get some retraining, are obviously usually over the age of 27, and yet they're being, even after being fired from their previous job, they're now not even being acknowledged as students and getting at least the bus pass so they're able to get to school. Also, for a lot of students who are already saddled in debt, this is just one more barrier to post-secondary education, especially those who are trying to pursue master's studies. These quotes that the numbers that the city took in terms of why they made this decision is illogical. They said that to finish a master's degree, that you would average do it at 27. That's only if you actually finish high school at 18, never take any time off, go to school full time, never actually go to school part time, maybe to do things like, oh, I don't know, get money to pay for your education, and go through your undergraduate degree immediately into your master's degree, immediately into your PhD. If you were to be lucky enough to be able to do that and have the ability to do that, you might be able to graduate about 28. Now, if you looked even at Statistics Canada, the average PhD student in this city is 33 years old. So the city didn't even do its own homework. They just almost seemed reactionary when they added this bus pass, this new limit to the bus pass. Also, of course, there's the environmental issue that this is around 27 is exactly the time where students are deciding if they're going to become long-time transit users or if they're going to be buying a car. This is just one more reason why this might push students to get behind the wheel and further clog up downtown core, as well as put more CO2 emissions into the air. So there's a lot of reasons why this is just illogical, reactionary policy and regressive policy by the City Hall. That being said, we need to be able to do something about it. So the best way to get this back on the agenda is to go through the advisory committee, the Pedestrian and Transit Advisory Committee, because basically what the advisory committee has the ability to do is do its own research. Sometimes advisory committees actually do research for City Hall because the City Hall, let's just say they sometimes are neglect to do some of the research on the issues that then they make decisions on. And so these advisory committees have a role of doing some of that real research and how these decisions affect the citizens of the city, and they can also they act as an official mechanism to get issues back on the agenda for the City Hall's committees. So last night we were able to with the help of the vice chair of that committee, Sean Menard, who also used to be the president over at Carleton University Students Association, Local 1 of the Canadian Federation of Students, was able to help us get us back on the put forward a motion last night. And the City Hall, after listening to our presentation by myself and Gaetan over at the Graduate Students Association here, as well as several other students who came based on some of the media coverage we've been getting, and they presented their arguments. They had a student who is supporting a child who came there. There was a student who is off on occupational therapy leave from the Army and is trying to get retrained and only lives on the stipends of the Army occupational leave and doesn't have the ability to fork over another $30 a month or whatnot just to be able to get to school. And the advisory committee appreciated the arguments and added some of their own and voted unanimously to oppose this age cap, which means that at the next transit committee, which is slated for September 1st, I believe, we will be able to present our arguments to the city councilors who are on the transit committee.
Right. So you made this presentation. You mentioned the other students who were there, many of whom were adversely affected by this directly. And then you mentioned that led by Sean Menard, who actually the listeners should also be interested to know is the president of the Southern Town Citizens Community Association, unanimously passed this motion to call on council to reverse the decision to set an age cap. What did you get from the reception by the committee members? There were, I believe, 7 or 8 of them around the table. And they, I mean, the end of the night was the unanimous motion. But what did you think from the questions they asked?
They seemed relatively engaged in the various issues. Several of the questions were more, to be honest, were more statements of almost dismay that the City Hall would take a decision that so obviously affects those who need things like transit the most. There was also a question to the chair just reaffirming that this had actually never gone through them in the first place. So they were actually never consulted, which actually I found quite troublesome by City Hall when making this decision. I would figure that if City Hall has an advisory committee on transit, if they're going to make a decision on transit, they would at least consult with them before doing so. They never did, and I think I think that it shows quite obviously that had they done so, they might have never actually made such an illogical and regressive decision as to put age caps for students' bus passes in the first place.
I wonder how easy was it to work with the advisory committee? It was only a few days ago that students really started to mobilize around this, and it was just last night that only a few days later that the presentation was made. How accessible was the committee?
Well, I mean, I've been working in the city in terms of lobbying for various student issues for now over 3 years, going into my fourth year working for the Student Federation. And so I because of that, I know, you know, a fairly good handful of people who are able to help out on issues like this. So I have a personal relationship with Sean Menard. He was the president over at Carleton University Students Association when I was first getting involved in politics in this city over when I was the campaigns organizer for the Student Federation, University of Ottawa. So I had a bit of a working relationship with him, and now that he's gone on to further community involvement in the city, I've been able to keep that relationship, especially he's very concerned around transit issues. So based on my ability to have a direct link to the vice chair, I was able to quite easily get something on the agenda at a moment's notice. But if you didn't necessarily have those contacts. I'm not sure how quickly something might be able to get onto the agenda. People were able to speak, though, regardless of whether they were representing themselves or 30,000 students like myself, and they weren't overly procedural in that people from the audience could make polite interjections, even, you know, not necessarily following the Robert's Rules of Order to a T. So, I mean, it's a little, that, at least that was fairly accessible. To get yourself on the agenda, if you have no connections whatsoever, I think might be a little bit more difficult, but not impossible.
I wish we had more time to talk, but unfortunately we don't. Seamus, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.